ladies and gentlemen. The time is 6:06 in the p.m. You are listening to 91.7 KOOP or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show. Radio czar of unspeakable power. I can't hear me. I'm not going to lie to you. No, I mean, I can hear the station.
What?
My name is David.
Hey, my name is Mac. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 472-KOOP, 472-5667.
That's right.
What's your problem?
I can't hear my voice in my cans. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll shut my big mouth.
No, don't do that. This is a talk radio show.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Sorry, I keep forgetting that.
Oh, man. Dude, how's it going?
It is going great.
Oh, before we start the show, we have some corrections from last week's show to make.
Oh, yes, that's right. We have a lot of corrections to make. Go ahead.
Yeah. Last week on the show, we said that the person who sang Stockholm Syndrome by YOLO Tango was the drummer of the group. His name was Ira. He's actually the bassist. His name is James McNew.
Yes, and I also have a correction to make from a show we did a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was talking about things I had that had lost the magic.
Uh-huh.
And I was trying to remember the name of Metallica's first album, when, of course, I should have remembered it was Cookies for Everybody.
That's right.
That was back when they, before they formed Metallica, the name that you know now, and they were Cookies for Everyone. It was their self-titled debut. Sorry about that.
Also, last week on the show, we mistakenly said the name, the incorrect name of the Indiana Jones movie. It's Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, not Indiana Jones and the Lavender Bones.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we are very sorry for those...
we regret those errors.
Errors and omissions. And we look forward to an error-free... What's the word I'm looking for?
Show.
I can't wait to start it.
I have a present for you.
You have a present for me?
Yes.
All right.
Would you like it?
No, I wouldn't. I would love it.
Here you go.
Oh! Yay!
Describe that to the people on out there in Radio Land.
It is... what do you call the little one? What do you call the brand of this?
It's Mattel makes for various brands. That one is called an adventure hero.
Yeah, it's like a tiny figure. It's not quite an action figure.
Inch and a half high.
Inch and a half high. And this is of the Indiana Jones merchandising tie-in.
Yep.
It features a mummy, and he's chasing my favorite Indiana Jones character.
That's right. Who is it?
Sala.
That's right, Sala.
That is great. Thank you so much.
You're a huge Sala fan.
Without a doubt, I'm the biggest Sala fan.
Look at the other figures. First of all, okay, Sala, he's in the movie, right? Is there a mummy in Raiders of the Lost Ark?
No. That's just sort of a general, like, everybody thinks of caverns and tombs. Let's just throw a mummy in there.
Besides Indiana Jones, which every other two-pack comes with an Indiana Jones figure,
yes.
What are the other figures in this line?
Okay, so Indiana Jones comes with Marion Ravenwood in one. And
yeah, the
swords,
love interest. Okay.
Yes, the Cairo swordsman in another.
So that's the swordsman with 30 seconds of screen time?
Yes, that he gets shot.
Yeah, shows up and gets shot.
Yes, there was the tribal warrior. All right.
Tribal warrior. He ran away from those in the beginning of the movie. Screen time, maybe 2-3 minutes.
Okay. The German mechanic.
Yeah, the German mechanic. That's the guy that he gets into a fist fight. It's like the bald carnival strongman.
Yes.
That fights Indiana Jones and then it ends up eating a propeller.
Yeah, his greatest part in the movie was his memorable death. Like,
yeah, that's right.
Didn't have a single line, I don't think. He just got eaten by a propeller, and there he went. And then the final pack, or the final duet in the collection, is René Balloch and the Ark and a Ghost.
The Ark and a Ghost, yeah. My one of the ghosts that comes out of the Ark and melts the other guy's face.
If I'm not mistaken, that the ghost in the movie,
yeah,
nondescript.
Like,
it's kind of weird that they gave form.
I can't remember it.
Well, it sort of looks like a cereal prize. Like, like a wacky wall crawler. But now he is forever immortalized. That is a big gun Indiana Jones has.
Yeah, my favorite is still the...
like the BFG.
German mechanic. Totally eats a propeller right in the face.
Sort of looks like G. Gordon Liddy. I like that. Why didn't you give me that? I would have had Indiana Jones and G. Gordon Liddy sitting
on
my computer.
Plus, you didn't say your love for that as much as you did for Sala.
Oh, you know my favorite book is Will.
That's right.
The autobiography of G. Gordon Liddy.
You know...
I'm not going to stop looking at this.
Mattel, that's all right. I can keep talking. Mattel also makes, they do these for all of their brands. And one of the brands they have is the Marvel Comics, and they it's not called Adventure Heroes. The Marvel Comics one is like Superhero Squad.
Right.
And what they are is they're like kind of deformed, like big head, big hands, big feet, you know, kind of cuddly versions of Marvel comic book characters, inch and a half tall.
Uh-huh.
And one two-pack I could not resist buying was it had Punisher and Ghost Rider in it, and they were like all smiling and happy. Have I talked about this on the show previously?
No, you have not.
All right, Punisher, who murders criminals.
Yes, in retaliation for his own murdered family.
Yes, and then a Ghost Rider, a person who made a deal with the devil, and who's now the sort of a spirit of vengeance or some sort of demon.
A taker of souls, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, here you go, kids.
Yay!
What is this, like ages 3 and up? Here you are.
Look at the cuddly features on Frank Castle.
He can't swallow them, Junior, but he can learn to murder criminals. I mean, I know the Marvel has like, you know, they had a Punisher movie and a Ghost Rider movie. So you have to sort of support the brand. But at the same time, a little ridiculous.
I guess, yeah. You got to know... know where you're putting your brand.
That's true. So, what did you do last night, David?
What did I do last night? I drank. Drank quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah. And then I went home and I watched television. I fell asleep.
You know what I did?
What did you do?
I went to Punchline.
Punchline?
Yeah, it's that open mic that Cold Town Theater puts on.
That's right. That's right. That
first time going to Cold Town.
How did that go?
It went well. I mean, I just went and I didn't do anything.
Yeah. Okay, so you didn't perform?
No, I wasn't going to do that. I was just going to check something.
Scope it out?
Yeah, and it was okay. But when I first got there, Cold Town is really small inside.
Yes, it is.
Like, really small. Like, somebody asked if I'd been to Hyde Park Theater. Smaller than that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know, like 20, 30 people maybe? Less. Maybe less than 30 people can sit inside.
Mm-hmm.
But, which is weird because the Upright Citizens Brigade, founding members minus Amy Poehler, perform there. That is an intimate show.
Yes.
You could grope Matt Besser all you want from that distance away.
Was that the Upright Citizens Brigade charity mosh pit that I heard so much about?
It could have easily been. I didn't read that same article, it could have been. But and so I was kind of standing in the doorway, but then people were kind of talking right there, and so I was like, well, I'll go in and sit down. And I noticed that somebody had vacated a seat right next to a fan. And a fan being a spinning blade.
Oh, not that cools the room. Yeah, not like love local comedy.
Yeah, there you go. And so I sat down. As soon as I sat down, I instantly regretted it because it was too close to the fan. And so my left ear was completely just consumed by fan noise. But then I felt weird about getting up again because it was so intimate.
Yeah.
Like, because it's such a small venue that I felt weird about standing again. But I was okay sitting by the van. Or fan.
Fan is what it's called in this country.
Because I smell good.
And okay.
I don't mind that my smell is being sort of blown across the room. The previous occupant of that seat was another local comedian. I won't say his name, but his name is Fred Bothwell. And Fred Bothwell may smell great, but he doesn't look like he smells great.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's nothing. It's just because he's very active on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, he's jumping around. I'm sure he gets a little bit of sweat, and I'm sure that sweat being sort of fed to this fan, I'm sure that was great for everyone else.
I don't know why you got to throw Fred under the bus.
I'm not. He's seems like a real funny guy, seems like real nice, but active on stage, getting off.
He's very hyper.
Yeah.
Uses a lot of energy, burns a lot of calories.
When I use that much energy and burn that many calories, I sweat up a bundle.
Yes, I sweat like a baby in a car.
Yeah, and he looked like that's what he was doing when he was sitting there.
I got you. Yeah. Okay.
So, there it is.
Yeah.
Also, at an awesome moment later, some dude handed me a beer, and so I'm walking out, and I finished it, and I
that's good. You learn nothing from Lifetime movies.
What do you mean?
Don't take drinks from strangers.
What? It was open.
I stand corrected then. Saves you the trouble of having to open it yourself.
He put a syringe of he said protein in it.
Yeah, that's weird.
But I thought this. I thought I saw a garbage can, and I went over to lift the lid, but it was not a garbage can. It was a stool. It was a cylindrical stool with a black cushion on top, and I was kind of like trying to open the cushion before I realized what I was doing, and I was just kind of like, puddling around. And somebody that I knew saw me do this, and I felt kind of stupid. But then seconds later, someone else threw their empty beer can at the stool, also thinking it was a garbage can. Of course, it bounced off the cushion and spilled beer everywhere.
So they didn't even bother to struggle with the lid. They just sort of like, threw it in the direction.
They're like, woo, pop a shot, 2 points.
Catch it, trash bot.
Yeah, exactly. But I was like, ah, I feel pretty stupid. I thought that was a trash can. 2 seconds later, someone else does it. I was like, see, look, look. Instant vindication.
That's pretty good.
It felt damn good. I'm going to be honest with you.
You know what you should do now?
Yeah, what?
Take that stool on stage with you next open mic. Become the trash comic.
Well, I don't do open mics, though.
You should do a bit. It's pretty funny.
I'll try it out.
I like your bit.
By the way, Fred Bothwell set last night. I liked it.
Yeah.
He told a story, and I enjoyed it.
Excellent.
Yeah. So, now that that business is out of the way, sweep it with the broom like Carol Burnett. We got a topic on today's show.
Yes, we do have a topic on today's show.
What's the topic, son? What are you thinking about? What's your thought process?
I would like to tell you a little story to set you up.
Before you tell that story, before you tell and sell.
Yes.
If you want to call in, the phone number of the show, once again, 472-KOOP, 472-5667, David.
512-472-5667.
Oh, that's right.
For our international callers.
I'm sorry. Yes.
At home and abroad.
Correct. 512-472-KOOP.
So I'm at work. At the Austin Hammock and Futon, talking with a friend of mine about movies. And a coworker walks by who I don't particularly care for. A bit of a loudmouth, bit of a blowhard, bit of a know-it-all, etc. Of course, he interrupts the conversation. He butts in. Yeah. Here's what we're talking about. We were talking about the Wild Bunch at the time. The
movie or like a group of people?
Both, actually.
Okay.
Funny enough, we were talking about the group of hoodlums that sits in the parking lot. No. We're talking about the movie, the Sam Peckinpah Western classic.
Gotcha.
To which he says, if you like Peckinpah and you like The Wild Bunch, you should check out this really obscure movie called, what's it called? It's called Bring Me the Head of Alfredo Garcia. It's got the drill sergeant from Stripes in it. It's pretty weird. It's pretty out there. But it's really good. You should check it out. And, of course, I did what I do best. I pretended not to know what he's talking about because... Uh-huh. The sooner I do that, the sooner he stops talking, and the sooner he walks away.
Is this a coworker or a customer? I'm sorry.
This was a coworker.
Oh, okay.
And so what I didn't tell him is that Bring Me the Head of Alfredo Garcia, one of my favorite movies ever.
Really?
Not a top tenner. Solid top 20.
Uh-huh.
Solid top 25. Let's say solid top 25. Very good movie. Love it. Love it. But I didn't want to tell him that because then he would chat my ear off about it.
Was that Lars? It works at Austin Hammock and Futon?
Yes, you know Lars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, don't get started on that guy.
Well, don't get him started on anything.
Oh, good job.
So Lars kept going, stopped abruptly, and walked away.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I love it. But then I got to thinking, like, should I love something that he loves too? Like, I can't recommend this movie knowing he's out there in the world spreading this movie to other people. And for a split second, I thought, you know what? So much for that. Like, I can no longer love this movie. I can no longer trumpet its praises.
So you're saying Lars, such a factory rep douche.
Yes.
That he soured you on a movie you like.
Yes.
Wow.
He is a big shed of Tool.
I hear that.
And yeah, I think he sort of soured the movie for me. And so the topic for today's show is so much for that. Let's hear about things that other people have ruined for you. Stuff you've liked. And then you come along and meet the people who also like it, and you kind of wish you didn't like it. 472-5667, 472-KOOP.
That's right, 512.
Oh!
472-5667.
For our international callers at home and abroad.
That's right. Well, I think you got to dial one if you're, let's say if you're in Canada.
You got to dial a lot of numbers.
Just buy yourself a Vonage line. I think...
A Skype will Skype. Place it, I think.
Okay, hold on. Let me give out my ICQ number. And
actually, let me get on Trillion real quick.
Yeah. Let me just update my Twitter. Topic of today's show is so much for that.
So much for that.
So much for that. I have a so much for that. I think you and I share this.
We share. And,
which
so
is weird
because
I didn't know you at the time.
No. This was years before we met.
We just happened to be at the same place. But
yes.
Before we get into that, let's see what this caller has to say.
KOP, you're on the air.
I'm on the air.
Yes, you are.
Well, I just heard you say the phone number, and I missed why you were asking people to call, but I was interested and identifying with the story you were telling about Bring Me the Head of Alfredo Garcia.
And what's your name, caller?
My name is Jeff.
Jess?
Yeah, Jeff.
What part of town are you calling from?
I'm calling from Travis Heights.
Travis Heights. So, Travis Heights? Can you relate, good sir?
What did you say?
Can you relate to the story I just told?
Yeah. Not necessarily in a fascinating to radio listeners type of way. Like, I'm having trouble, like, remembering a specific story, but I've definitely had instances where I'm a huge film buff, and I like that movie quite a bit, actually, Alfredo Garcia.
Oh, excellent. Good to hear.
You know, but, yeah, I can't remember any specific incidents, but I know that's happened many times where it's like, you know, some kind of, for lack of a more radio-friendly word, some sort of like a dorky person would tell me, oh, yeah, I like this particular movie, and I'll be like, oh, damn, I don't like it so much anymore.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Think it over. Give us a call back and throw an example out there, all right?
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you to Jeff for calling.
Yeah, the topic is so much for that. It's let's say you like something, but then something happens, maybe someone happens, and it just ruins it for you.
Yes.
Or it just sours you on it. The thing that we were talking about, David and I, we both liked a young musician by the name of, I believe it was Peter Yorn.
Peter, that sounds about right.
No, wait, Pete Yorn.
Pete
Yorn, yeah,
that Pete. That feels better. Pete Yorn, yes.
And we were both at this same Pete Yorn show, mm-hmm. but we didn't know it at the time. And Granddaddy was opening for folks who were like, Pete Yorn, I don't know about him, but Granddaddy's pretty good too.
Yeah.
It was a solid ticket.
It was a solid bill.
And I think the opening band was me. I like Pete Yorn, but once I got to that show and I was there, it was kind of a huge, well, so much for that.
Uh-huh.
Like, and part of it did it is the audience.
Yes, definitely.
Besides being really talky, like really talkative during the show. Also, it was the fratmosphere was really thick.
Yes.
If you follow me. A lot of frat guys singing to each other.
Yes. In
did
uniform.
You notice that? Yeah.
Wearing the sandals and jeans. The fraternity cotton and the baseball cap frayed like their dog chewed it.
That's right.
But looking deep into each other's eyes and serenading each other.
What's a Pete Yorn song?
Like? Take my hand, come with me into this crystal village. Like yeah, we're like, doing now.
Exactly.
But we're doing it for comedic effect on the radio.
As if their eyes were shooting supernovas into each other and exploding somewhere in the middle in some sort of big bang of love and awesomeness. But it wasn't happening.
No, it was not.
It was just really weird.
Creepy and sad.
Like high-fiving, drinking a flask of Boone's Farm that they snuck in. It was
just drinking it straight from the Franzia bladder.
And honestly, I never recovered. Like after that, I was kind of like, you know what? I kind of like Pete Yorn, but so much for that.
I'm going to throw this out at you. Did Pete Yorn ever recover from that?
Pete Yorn also did not help that case. Because after he played that one song, like, you know, for Nancy, because it already is or whatever. Yeah. Afterwards, he's like, I got to play that song once every day or I'll go crazy. Like...
And then Pete Yorn was responsible for my personal so much for that.
Yeah, and then he also covered the Ramones' I Want to Be Your Boyfriend,
uh-huh.
which I think he was just setting up the backstage Betty for later that night.
I think he was having someone dictate his shot in the dark for the Chronicle that Thursday.
Oh, really? But all in all, after that, I was like, you know what, Pete Yorn? No thanks. Or Pete Yorn, so much for that. That's how easy it is to play this game. You call in. Think of something that maybe somebody ruined, and then you go, something or other? So much for that. Well, hey, tell you what. Let's take a break. Give the callers here time to think about it.
Thoughts, yes.
Spot on.
Meanwhile, we shall pay some bills.
That's right. We'll be back with more Mascot Wedding Show right after this.
And hello to those of you who have just wandered in. You're listening to the second half of the Mascot Wedding Show on 91.7 FM KOOP. You just heard Frank Black and the Catholics off the Black Letter Days album with California Bound. Because we like all eras of Frank Black. even the later era.
To start the show, we played Rufus Wainwright. I forgot to mention that. 14th Street off of 1-to-1. Talking a lot of movies today.
Yes.
I can tell you what movie I am. I cannot wait for. In fact, I almost need to brainwash myself to lower my expectations because they are crazy high.
Uh-huh.
That's The Dark Knight.
Yes.
That looks really good.
They are ridiculously high.
Yeah. And it just kills me because Heath Ledger looks amazing in that.
And I also cannot wait to see it, but there's another so much for that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So much for that. Today's topic.
That is correct.
Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, talk about that topic, phone number is 512-472-COOP or 512-472-5667.
Why do you struggle? Why do you struggle every
time? I don't
know.
It's too close to my own number.
You know, I am a movie lover.
That's true, you do.
It's a bit of a sickness. But I also love like being the first to see it. Not that it's a race. Not that I win a prize to be the first to see it.
That is a sickness right there.
It is a bit of a sickness. But it's fun. It's a nice little event. You go to like a midnight show. You watch the movie. You get out at 2 o'clock and you're like, oh, I got to go to work the next morning. But whenever I feel an enthusiasm for a movie to where I want to go to the midnight show, that enthusiasm is quickly killed by the people who also feel it necessary to go to a midnight show. Like, I'm surrounded by people in costume and people who, like, won't shut up. Like, I won't even know them. And they'll lean over to the seat next to me and be like, you know, Kiefer Sutherland was originally considered for this part. And I was like, I don't care. I just want to watch the movie.
I'll tell you, I don't mind the people dressed in costume because that's part of the fun of the midnight show. The thing that gets me every time, and this always happens at midnight shows, people who applaud at the end of the movie. The movie can't hear you.
They're not there.
You might as well just stand up and like point and applaud at each other. Like, second row, you brought it strong. Like, because, yeah. Christian Bale's not going to come out of the screen being like, thank you. Because he's a ghost.
In fact, I'm going to take it up a notch. When I go see it, I'm going to interact with the characters on the screen. I love you, Christian.
I went to the first night for Spider-Man 3. Do I regret it? Yes.
Yes.
The midnight show. And at one point, somebody next to me, who I didn't really know all that well, but yelled out like, Mary Jane's a real, and then something derogatory towards women, which surprised and appalled me because I hate movie talkers.
Uh-huh.
Hate them. But at the same time, it got a laugh.
Yeah.
And that's what really got to me. Like, I was like mad at that point. I was like, oh, audience, sir!
Yeah, because you're just going to encourage him. He's just going to do it again.
Movie talker, so much for that. Yeah. Instantly.
So much for that. They ruin everything.
472-5667. Area code 512-472-KOOP. I think that's what I need to do. I need to bring some energy when I say it.
Yes, you need to. You almost hit your head on the mic.
A little punchy. Get a little punch to it. A little punch.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I love the topic. And
do you have another thing for the topic?
I wish other people would call in. Yeah, I do. As you may know, Mac definitely knows this, and the listeners might also know this.
My name is Mac, by the way.
Oh, hi, Mac. I'm David.
Hey, David. Mascot Wedding Show.
Yes. One of my favorite bands of all time is Pearl Jam.
Radiohead. Oh, okay.
No, we would immediately lose on the Newlywed Game if you did that.
All right. Let's try it again.
Okay.
Okay.
One of my favorite bands of all time is Pearl Jam.
Linkin Park. Dang it. I even said that late.
Yeah. You could have just listened to me on that one. Oh, here we go. Never mind. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, I don't know. I just turned on your show, and I don't know if you've already talked about this.
Well, congratulations.
I know you talk about movies and so much for that. Mm-hmm. But I went to the first night of Indiana Jones, and I was so psyched to go see it. And, oh, so much for that.
We haven't talked about that movie specifically.
Okay.
We talked about it last week, but yes, oh, you're 100% correct.
Yeah, that's only all we did last week.
It broke my heart.
What is your name, caller?
Dana.
Dana, what part of town are you calling from?
Right now, I'm south, just south.
Okay, so what did you not like about the movie?
It looked all wrong. It just didn't look like any of the other films, and the plot, which really had great potential, they tried to do too much, and it didn't work. It didn't get exciting. The action was just rehashed, I think, from previous films, and really didn't kick it up a notch the way they could have.
You know, Dana, I couldn't agree more with everything you said, but at the same time, did it really break your heart?
It did. No, it really did.
You really were putting all your heart eggs in that one heart basket. You're waiting, 20 years between movies, and it broke your heart?
I almost dressed up, dude.
Oh!
I almost dressed up. I'm one of those, kind of. Well, I'm almost one of those.
Okay, well, now the question is, who would you have dressed up as?
Well, the Kate Blanchett character.
Ooh, if you had said
probably,
Sala.
Because she's the only dressable girl in the movie.
What? Like, what about Dr. Elsa Schneider from Last Crusade? She was sultry.
Well, yeah, I'd need to get, I'm a brunette.
Okay,
and I don't have her figure.
Well, it's just a dress up. You're not going to get graded on it.
I'm a vintage clothing dealer, so I actually have lots of vintage clothes, so I guess I could have.
Well, there you go. Maybe for next time. What else is coming out this summer? You could dress up for Step Brothers, the new Will Ferrell movie.
Kung Fu Panda.
You could dress up for Kung Fu Panda. That's right.
I suppose I could probably be a little warm in a panda suit. But
there you go.
I guess I could. Oh, I just want to say the CG monkeys were ridiculous.
Oh, they were awful.
Agreed.
Ridiculous.
Totally agreed.
All right. Thank you for calling, Dana.
And that's it. Oh. Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Everything she said, I completely agreed with.
100%.
The only problem is, and this is why I'd make a horrible movie critic, I still had fun.
Yes. I gave that movie a wide berth, so much so that I'm still on board with that movie.
I mean, like, Dana listed a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's even a couple more things beyond that. Mm-hmm. And it really deserved to be ripped into. But at the same time, it's still had fun.
It's just a lot of fun. It's definitely a one-way tie for last in the Indiana Jones lexicon, but still better than a lot of movies out there.
I'll tell you this: looking at that Sala figure, I kind of really want to watch Raiders of the Lost Ark, if for no other reason to see that German mechanic eat that propeller again.
I kind of want to open this up and play with it right now.
It's hard to open. I think
is it really?
Looks like they put some extra tape on it.
Oh, it's like the mummy put a curse on it.
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody gets that.
That's stupid.
So as I was saying before, Dana called in.
Yep.
And thank you, Dana, for calling in.
Yes.
One of my favorite bands of all time, Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
I don't force them on anybody. They're uniquely my favorite band. I don't try to extol their values to anybody else. I don't try to push them.
Extol their values.
Yeah, that's right. Their values. But every once in a while, I'll catch myself not liking them because of the people who like them. Like, for example, I'm on MySpace. And sometimes you'll get a band wanting to be your friend. You don't know this band, but they looked at your stuff and they said, well, maybe he'll like us. And invariably, their description will always be something like this. It's like, we're an eclectic bluesy mix of your favorite bands like The Doors and Pearl Jam and the Dave Matthews Band. And I'm like, really? Like, are you doing Pearl Jam any favors by lumping them in? Are you doing any favors to yourself by trying to sell me on those bands?
Pearl Jam has definitely got some of the carryover from the jam band crowd too.
Yeah, they definitely have. And I don't particularly cotton to that.
Or hip to it. Oh, that was the pun of the show so far.
I don't even get it.
Instead of cotton, hemp.
Oh, I think he said hip to it.
No, hemp.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's why it was the pun of the show so far.
All right. But yeah, I find myself saying, all right, so much for that. If Blues Hammer is telling me that they sound just like them.
You know, speaking of, you know, it's a huge so much for that, tying into last week's show, Donnie Darko, because of the fan base of that movie. If you put, just grabbed 100 people off the street and be like, hey, everyone who likes Donnie Darko on that side, and I'm 27 years old, I'd be the oldest person on that side by 8 years at least.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody else would be like, so you like Donnie Darko? I'd be like, yes, I do. Buy me some beer. Like, that's how it would go. the topic is so much for that. You want to talk about something that somebody or something used to like, but then it got soured for you. The phone number is 512-472-KOOP. And we'll be back to talk about that in just a minute. But first, here's When Dinosaurs Ruled the Earth with Air Vest. Or did I lie? Here is When Dinosaurs Ruled the Earth with Air Vest. Mascot Wedding Show. Back for the home stretch, part of the New Power Saturday Revolution. Coming up next on the New Power Saturday Revolution, The Clear Spot. The Clear Spot. So be sure you stay tuned for that. The topic on the table, so much for that.
Talk a little of that, talk a little bit of movies. If you want to call in, 512-472-5667. 512-472-KOOP. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm on the air.
Yeah, what's your name, caller?
My name's Garth.
Hey, Garth.
Hey, you were talking about The Dark Knight, the trailer?
Yeah, I can't wait for that movie. That trailer looks amazing.
Oh, you can't wait, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have to wait. I've already seen it.
Have you already seen it?
I have my connections, let's just say. And I gotta tell you, it's everything I thought it would be.
That sounds a little shady. Are you talking about like something illegal?
I wouldn't say illegal well, maybe. Well, yeah, it's a little illegal.
Hmm.
It's nefarious. I'm like Robin Hood. How about that?
Yeah, well, I don't... Mascot Wedding doesn't approve of that, but you said it was good, or you saw it and it was good?
It's great. You know who, like, everybody's good in it. Even Michael Caine's good in it.
I like Michael Caine, the first one.
Yeah, yeah. You know who's great in it, though?
No. Who?
The love interest?
Maggie Gyllenhaal?
Maga what the Huda?
Maggie Gyllenhaal. She replaced Katie Holmes for the sequel?
I don't know who that is.
Well, she played the love interest.
No, the love interest. Delta yeah. Burke.
What?
Yeah.
Is this a joke? This is a joke.
No, this is the version of The Dark Knight that I saw. Delta Burke was the love interest.
Wait, what do you mean version of The Dark Knight that you saw? I thought you saw The Dark Knight.
Well, I saw a version of The Dark Knight.
That had Delta Burke in it.
All right, I saw... all right. So I work for this guy, right?
Wait. Is this like a different story, or are you going to explain how you saw this? Dark Knight with Delta Burke?
Yeah. I work for a guy who's, he's got a lot of money, let's just say. Very wealthy. And he doesn't like to go out very much. So instead of going to the movies, he has movies made.
All right, I'm following you.
Yeah, so he had The Dark Knight made. And he bought his own director, and he bought his own cast, and bought his own locations, and shot the whole thing himself.
Wait, who's this guy?
You don't know him.
Wait, say that again? Why did he shoot this thing himself?
Well, he's kind of a big deal where he's from. And he can't really get out much because he's very important.
And he couldn't wait until Dark Knight came out, and so he shot himself.
He's been waiting for like 2 years. No, he had the script back in 06.
Oh, okay.
And started shooting it. So he just wrapped up post. That's post-production.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, I just saw it about 2 months ago. It's awesome.
Wow. Yeah, so he was such a fan of the script that he shot this movie himself. Who is this, like, is he work out in L.A.?
No, he's very big where he's from.
Well, where's he from?
Over there.
Europe?
No. You know, where they don't have freedom.
China?
And we're giving them freedom.
Oh, the Middle East?
Yeah, he's from there.
Okay. Can you say his name? Is that,
I'd really prefer not to.
And you work for this guy. What do you do for him?
I help him. I'm a co-producer.
Oh, okay.
I wrangle up all the talent for his movies, and I wrangle up all the locations and whatnots.
What? I mean, is this like... what's the budget on these things? So, wait, you've done a lot of these.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did, I just wrapped up the new Indiana Jones movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so this is another like your own version of the these movies?
Yeah, he didn't like the Crystal Skull or whatever it was called, so he kind of did some rewrites.
Yeah.
And it's all about Sala.
Really?
So yeah, it's called Indiana Jones's friend Sala and his quest to get some nookie.
All right, well, I don't know if I believe this.
No, it's true.
All right, well, some guy, as you say, is from the Middle East.
Yes.
As close as you can get, is bankrolling versions of his own movies.
Yes, that's correct.
You can offer me no more details than that.
I for my protection and yours.
All right. So, and he decided to shoot a version of New Indiana Jones called what?
Indiana Jones's friend Sala and the quest to get Nookie.
Who'd you get to play Sala?
We got Sala.
Oh, like the John
Rhys Davies, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah, he wasn't doing anything.
What's like the budget on these?
For Indiana Jones, it was about $300,000.
$300,000?
Yeah.
How many of these do you make a year?
Oh, gosh. I think right now we've got 20 in pre, and then about 40 in post. He likes movies a lot.
60 movies?
Yeah, and then we're shooting about 12 right now.
Is this like, does oil money fund this or something?
Sort of.
So who else is in this? Sala gets, I don't want to say the rest.
Okay, Sala's in his quest to get Nookie.
Okay, yeah, I don't want to say it anymore. It sounds kind of, but who else is in it? Anybody else I know?
Well, Indiana Jones is in it.
Harrison Ford?
No. The guy who should have been Indiana Jones the whole time. You know.
Shia LaBeouf? I don't know.
Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers.
Yeah, Apollo Creed from Rocky.
Yeah, I know who Carl Weathers is.
Yeah, he's Indiana Jones.
Wow.
He takes Sala to South Padre. Oh, man. There's this one scene where there's a, well, let's just say Indiana Jones is no longer afraid of snakes.
I don't know what that means. And you know what? I don't want to know.
You know.
I don't.
All right.
What else are you guys working on? It sounds kind of nuts. Is there any chance I can see these?
Well, you got to know some people.
Yeah, okay.
But you can see them if you want.
All right.
For a small fee.
How small?
I don't know. Name your price.
It's like DVD, right?
Yeah.
$3?
Higher.
I don't know. $5?
Keep going.
You know what? Carl Weathers, John Rhys Davies.
Yeah.
$25?
Nope, got to do better than that.
I'm not paying this, but I don't know, $30?
$700.
And I own it at that point?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, okay.
For 2 weeks.
Oh, I think I'll pass.
Oh, you're not going to want to pass when you see the next movie.
Oh, what's the next movie?
Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah, that came out last Friday.
The version in theaters.
Yeah.
Not the really good version.
What's the really good version? Tell me about that.
The really good version. You know what I'm talking about.
So it's kind of...
Oh, yeah.
Kind of dirty is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, except we kind of had a problem.
What's the problem?
Well, in this version, we had a car chase.
In your version of Sex and the City, you had a car chase. Okay.
Yeah, we wanted to make it for everybody.
You know, that's true. I have no interest in the current Sex and the City.
Well, you might like this one because it's got a car chase.
I'm listening.
Except the guy who, you know, Mr. Big?
Chris Noth, yeah.
Yeah, that's in the show. But in this one, we got John C. McGinley, Dr. Cox from Scrubs.
Oh, yeah, Johnny C. McGinley, yeah.
Yeah, let's just say the car chase didn't go so well.
What happened?
Well, you know how bridges are surrounded by water on both sides?
Some bridges, yes.
Yeah, he ended up in on not the bridge.
Wait, he drove a car off a bridge?
Into the ocean, yeah.
Ugh, is he all right?
Is he all right? The footage looks great.
So he came out like unscathed then?
Well, we're going to have to find him first.
How long ago was this?
I don't know, 3 days ago.
Oh, my God. You still haven't found him?
No. We're not really looking very hard for him.
Why not? That's a human.
Yeah, I know, but we already wrapped shooting.
Oh, jeez. That doesn't sound too good.
Well, I'm sorry. It's going to make for a great movie.
Yeah, well, if you say so.
Yeah, I say so.
All right.
You going to buy it?
For how much?
Same price.
No.
Times two.
No. I definitely am not going to buy it. First of all, you act like it's real shady, and now you're trying to sell it to me.
Well, I like money.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
So you're not going to buy it?
No, I'm not going to buy it.
All right, well, you better keep this under your hat, then. I don't want this getting out.
Well, you're on the air.
On the air of what?
You called into a radio show.
A what the, huh?
No, you knew we were talking about Dark Knight. You called into a radio show. You're on the air right now.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm so tired from shooting all these movies.
That's okay.
Well, listen, just erase the tape and we'll be fine.
Can't erase the tape. It's gone on over the air.
Just drag a magnet over the cassette. That's it.
I'm not recording it on cassette, and I won't.
All right, well, then I'm going to have to do something with you.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to cast you in a new movie I'm shooting.
Oh, am I going to get paid?
Sort of.
What do you mean, sort of?
You like Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yeah, I love Raiders of the Lost Ark. You're making a version of that?
Yeah, you want to be in it?
Sure.
I'll pay you in propeller blades.
How does that work?
You're going to get chopped up by a propeller.
I think I'm going to have to pass.
Gotta go. Peace out, dead man.
What? That was kind of weird. Nope. All right, there he goes. Adios. Yeah, I don't know. Delta Burke? He's a big Designing Women fan or something. But looks like that's all the time we have here on the Mascot Wedding Show. For podcasts of this show and for more information, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Be sure to stay tuned to the New Power Saturday Revolution. Up next is the Clear Spot. David.
Yes.
What are we going to close the show here with?
We're closing the show out with the Fiery Furnaces off their album EP, or off their EP titled EP. It's Celebrate Summer. No, it's not. Here Comes the Summer. That's what it is. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.